WAWOTA, congratulations to Kevin K, who is the new mayor of Wawota. He won by acclamation. Congratulations to JC Patterson and Dylan Cowenhofen on the birth of their daughter. She was born on December 23, weighed 5 pounds, 13 ounces, and has been named Brinlee Mae Dawn. Grandparents are Michelle Clark and Darcy Cowenhofen, Shayna Puskas and Gordon Patterson. Great-grandparents are Marie Jensen, Val Puskas, Elaine Fisk, Greg and Penny Cowenhofen, and Blaine and Teresa Flett. Cameron Skolmowski and Ray and Owen, Adam and Evan and Louise LaMontagne traveled to Regina and celebrated Christmas with Mike and Randine LaMontagne, Joe and Matt. Shirley Corkish has returned home after spending a week in Cottage Grove, Minn, where she spent Christmas with Jeff and Laura Corkish, Owen, Addison and Mason. She also celebrated her 80th birthday while there. Sympathy to Deb Seville and family on the passing of her mother, Kathy Mazur of Medicine Hat. She died on December 31 at the age of 87. Kay Dorrance and Rhonda had a brief trip to Saskatoon where they celebrated Christmas with Norma Fenske and family. Gary Dixon traveled to Orillia, Aunt, with his nephew and spent several days visiting with 21 different family members. He returned to Wawota on January 3. Congratulations to Lori Lynn Brehout and Janice Cuttington, who were each a winner in the Christmas giveaway in Moosomin. Our Christmas company were Stacy Heffernan, Kate and Sarah, Kenton and Stacy Olson, Carter and Emmett, all of Regina, Jake and Carrie Lamorio, Jack and Will an invited guest, and Deb Purdy. On Boxing Day, we joined at the Lamorios for our second annual game afternoon. Kate and Sarah spent the following week in Wawota before returning home on January 3. I would appreciate you sharing your holiday news with me. New Year's wishes to all, especially our five Ukrainian families who celebrated their first Christmas in Wawota.